This is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UCAS and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Free Voices every Thursday afternoon from CJSF 90.1 FM, where we broadcast on the top of Burnaby Mountain from unceded Coast Salish territory. This is the Odyssey of Positivity, an hour-long discussion program with fantastic guests, fantastic music. We'll start things off and get right into our topic. But first, we're going to hear Tony Bennett, Yesterday I Heard the Rain. And you are listening to Free Voices right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yesterday I heard the rain whispering your name, asking where you'd gone. It fell softly from the clouds on the silent crowds as I wandered on. Out of doorways, black umbrellas came to pursue me. Faceless people as they passed were looking through me. No one knew me. Yesterday I shut my eyes, face up to the skies, drinking in the rain. But your image still was there, floating in the air, brighter than a flame. Today I saw a city full of shadows without pity, and I heard the steady rain whispering your name.
Beautiful. And that was Tony Bennett, Yesterday I heard the rain. Hopefully we are going to have more rain in Nicola Valley and the area that they are dealing with the fire, forest fire. We are thinking about them all the time, and we wish the best for the strength and the protection of all of them. Right now we have a special guest. His name is Seth, and the subject of today is what is the difference between success and winning? And basically, because we are hearing so much crisis, so much negativity in the news and across the country, and also internationally with the all other nation, all other countries as well. I thought, you know, we focus a little bit on the positivity, which these Free Voices, this station is based on the positivity. And Seth is the special guest that we have on air with us, and he's going to share his view with us. Hi, Seth. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We are so delighted to have you, and also to have your own opinion about the subject of the show. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I don't have much to say on the specific subject, but I do have, I think, a couple of good points. Now, I know you mentioned about, you know, all the things that are going on in the world and positivity. Now, I can assure you I am an utmost optimist in every sense of the word. I laugh all the time. But just as an example, what my mind went to as far as winning versus success. Okay, so if you look at Germany, you know, Nazi Germany, they were winning. They
yes.
were kicking big butt and just, you know, really no one could stop them. But if you look at the grand scale of things, and at the end of, you know, what people would call success, is that success? So let's say that they did win, the Germans did win, or even how far they got. Yes, they were winning, but success would plunge the world into darkness. So there's that contrast there, right?
Right.
Another thing I was thinking about is, for example, the AI. Everyone knows how much AI has permeated every facet of life. It doesn't matter how old you are or where you live, AI is becoming more and more prevalent. So our governments are always talking about, oh, we're winning. They've even used those terms of winning the AI race or winning with the AI. But if people have done just a little bit of homework or seen the movie Terminator, success is not a good thing. You know, they see it as winning, but is that a good thing? No, it's not.
That is true. Yes, we are listening.
So I wish I could give you a more... I like history. I like history, you know, and things like that. So that's just where my mind went.
Yes. Beautiful. And it's so lovely. It was so nice to have your opinion. You know, this mic, this station is based on the positivity and different opinion and different thoughts, because we grow together.
That's right.
And Tangi, is there anything else that you wish to share with us on air?
Yeah, I just want to say that as the world gets darker and darker, Jesus is that light, and I just encourage people to look to him, because he's the only way out of this mess, and he can give you peace.
Yes. That is marvelous. It's so lovely to have you on the air and having different opinion, different thoughts, and thank you so much to share your thoughts with us. It's important.
Yes, I just thank you for having me, but also being like an open, you know, where people can just speak and not be limited to, you know, I just really appreciate that you provide that. That's really important right now.
Thank you very much. That is very positive, and it's encouraging to at our end, at our own station. And thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye
now. That was Seth, another wonderful soul of the listeners of the program, and is marvelous to have a different opinion. Because with the different opinion, we are the one, we grow together. Is the differences that make a changes for all of us. And right now, I just take a moment of thanking Charlotte to establish and connecting us with China live. And it's 4 o'clock their time. And we say good morning to them and good evening to Vancouver time. And it's so wonderful to have them, and they follow with the program at the studio across the country, basically. That is marvelous. And the next song I'm going to play is The Purple Queen. Let's listen to Purple Queen, the next song.
We'll be right back.
Very good. Right now, we are going to have a talk. The subject of the show today was, what is the difference between the success and winning? And it's so wonderful to know the student, in aspect of the students, the listeners, and what they think, and the people in the society, how they think about the differences between these two factors. Right now, we are having Charlotte with us at the studio, and we would love to hear her own opinion about this subject. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. First of all, thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. It's lovely to have you here, Charlotte.
Yeah, thank you for having me here. So I want to see that the difference between success and winning, they're often treated as the same thing, but they are actually quite different. So winning is usually about comparison, and success is about progress. When you win, there is often someone else who loses. You get the promotion, you win the competition, your business becomes number one, or you achieve something before someone else does. So winning is often defined by where you stand compared to others. But success doesn't necessarily require anyone else to lose. You can be successful because you've become better at something, built something meaningful, overcome a challenge, or simply created a life that is closer to what you actually want. And I think that's a very important distinction between you can win without feeling successful, mm-hmm. and you can also be successful without winning. So someone might have the highest salary in the room, but they might feel like, like negative or hateful.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to say that you can be successful because you become better at something, right? And I think that is then very... So, sorry. I feel like there... when you have the highest salary in the room but hate your life, technically you may be winning, but are you really successful? So meanwhile, if you are building something slowly,
right,
making mistakes and not getting much recognition yet, but you're becoming more capable and moving toward the life they want, mm-hmm. or you want, I would still call that success. So for me, winning is a moment, success is a direction. So winning as am I ahead of other people? But success is more like, am I becoming the person I want to become, and I am building the life I actually want? So the second question is definitely much more important. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Charlotte. That was fascinating, that the way you describe about the success. In my opinion, success is just maintaining like a lifetime. And when you're beating, competing, having competition, winning the competition, that is winning. But with the success, is something is absolutely, you give the best of yourself. And that is within the success. When you're focusing to have a success in your life, it is the growing. We are growing. And success is just something stays with you like a lifetime. And we are born to be agree and disagree in any category in area. But this subject of the way you described it, it was marvelous. It's so nice to hear different voices, different opinion, because we all grow together. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Thank you.
The next song that I'm going to play is Pet Shop Boys. The selection of the songs has been designed by the Chief Shakli, who is not present with us, and he is in Nicola Valley at present. And he is helping with all the crew up there with the fire forest, with the crew. And I wish them a great strength, and our prayers are with them for their strength and their protection. The next song is going to be Pet Shop Boys for the brother of Chief Shakli. Shakhlach is going to be next guest with us after this song. Enjoy, everyone. Right on. And right now we are going to have Shakhlach from Nicola Valley, that he's with us on the air, and he's our own next guest. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing as well as can be.
Wonderful. How is the weather-wise over there? You know, is it any improvement at all?
It heated up there, so it's kind of tough on contain the fires.
Yes. And are they... Yes, please go ahead. Yes.
They still got us on evac order till Monday. They'll reassess to see if we can go home or not.
That's good. That is positive. At least there is some idea, you know, that they can predict the possibility. Hopefully soon you all can go back home safely. Thank you so much for the